My name is Angie, and this is...
I'm Jakayla.
And we're just going to be talking about your opinion on immigration and any views you have on it, yeah? First one, how do you feel about the president?
The president?
Yes.
I don't like him, but, like, there's nothing I can really do. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't get to vote because I'm underage, mm-hmm. You know. Can't really change it. All I can do is hope that he don't make bad decisions and kick people out. Mm-hmm.
And do you have any fears with the presidency?
Right now, no. I just hope he just doesn't kick Mexicans out like he said he was going to. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of friends that are Mexican. But yeah, like I said, I have a lot of friends that came from Mexico, that are from Mexico, have a lot of parents that are from Mexico who are getting young back going to Mexico. So, especially the school that I go to now, it's full of Mexicans, so I'm just surrounded by Mexicans a lot.
So, what are some things that should be available for immigrants?
Green cards, how the U.S. is, the culture here, trying to think of what else. Spanish, English classes, because a lot of people who came here only speak Spanish, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to speak English, so yeah, those type of resources.
And then if you were the president, what would you change?
I think we definitely need a lot more program, and like in places like Montbello for kids to go to, we need a lot of more cultural places for families to go to, a lot of more cultural events, mm-hmm. so, and like cheaper housing, definitely.
Agreed. So you said that you grew up in like the Montbello area and like there's a lot of Mexicans around there. So what type of community is it like?
Sometimes you have like Mexican gangs, mm-hmm. sometimes you have black gangs, you know, you have like kids riding their bike in the streets during the summer. There's like a lot of kids always running around. Mm-hmm. It's not violent really, but like it's not also like the safest place to be.
Yeah. And what are the people like?
They don't really talk much. Like the neighbors that I lived around, like they just basically stayed in their house and mm-hmm. just like stayed like in with like their family. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like when the neighbors had like parties, they had like the whole street would be full of cars. Mm-hmm. So like
right, yeah, the whole block at the party.
Yeah.
And how did you feel growing up in this type of community with the people you were living around?
I mean, I felt fine. I always grew around different people. I'm shy, so mm-hmm. but like I didn't really try to make friends with people. Yeah. But, like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of hung out with my family, my cousins. Like mm-hmm. people kind of just stayed like with their own family or people like they knew, so.
Yeah, and then what are some of the best memories you've had from where you're from?
Like, I can say that there are like a few fun places here. Like, I like how like they have like Eulogies.
Yeah.
I like how they have the People's Fair. Mm-hmm. I like how they have rec centers mm-hmm. for kids and boys and girls clubs. Yeah.
And what do you think about immigrants or immigration in general?
I just think I wish that more people would have the opportunity to come mm-hmm. and come to America and have their dreams come true. And for those who were able, I just wish that, you know, they can just, hey, yeah, have their dreams come true. Because some people come to America and are thinking, I'm going to buy this nice big house. And then yeah. they come and it's just like, oh, I have to get a job, and
right.
the housing is expensive, and now I can't, you know, do here what I wanted to do here, mm-hmm. you know.
And how would you define immigration?
And how would I define it? Immigration to me is anybody who from outside of the U.S. that mm-hmm. tries to come in and achieve their American dream, mm-hmm. make a better life for them and their family, because where they came from is probably violent or really religious, and they just want to get away from all that, so.
And how would you define the American dream?
For me, the American dream is like coming here, having a nice house, a good job, being able to pay for your family, being able to do the job that you wanted to do, so.
And do you think it's achievable?
For Some, but not really. I've seen a few people, you know, try, fail, you know.
Yeah. And have you ever helped an immigrant before?
No, but I am trying to.
Yes. And do you accept immigrants for who they are?
Yes, I accept everybody for who they are.
Do you believe our country accepts immigrants for who they are?
Not really. I feel like some people be looking at people like, you need to go back to where you came from, like, you don't belong here, and it's just like, they do.
Yeah. Like, and what's your opinion on immigration today, the policies, news stories?
I just feel like they should just let them be who they are, like, they're just people, like, they just came here to achieve a dream and make a better life, if you were outside of the country and you wanted to come here and do that, wouldn't you want people to leave you alone? Wouldn't you want to achieve your dreams? So, just let them do them.
And what was your main goal when you came to us for this interview?
I don't know. Just talk about, how I felt about immigration, how I want to help. I don't really know what I was expecting to come into this.
And is there anything else that you would like us to know?
Not really. Okay. It's that I want to learn more about my Nigerian culture, because I just found out last year when I was here that I'm originally from Nigeria, or my ancestors are, so yeah.
Really? Are you still currently learning about that?
Yeah. My mom actually just married a Nigerian man.
So, really?
He's teaching me and my brother and sisters about his culture and stuff, and it's, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting us interview you and telling your story and your opinions on immigration.
Thanks.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.